Country Bob FM.
Nice. Almanac time, Bob FM, and today's almanac, we're starting out with an almanac salute.
I figured we might.
Benson Dubois. Loved the show. Wasn't as much into Soap as I was into Benson. Benson was more of your normal sitcom. Soap was a little weird and goofy.
A little out there.
A little for a young adolescent to understand. I could definitely understand what was going on at the governor's mansion in Benson.
Sure.
You had the cook, Krause, the German. She was great. Clayton Endicott III. And, of course, Robert Guillaume as Benson Dubois. Passed away. Robert Guillaume lived to be 89.
Nice.
Died
nice
yesterday
run.
In Los Angeles. He'd been battling prostate cancer. He was in Soap. Then Benson was the spinoff. And then he was on Sports Night on ABC there for a little bit. And he was also the voice of one of the characters in The Lion King. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
But Robert Guillaume, Benson, dead at 89. This date in history, today, 298th day of the year, this October 25th, 67, until we end the year and say hello to 2018, 1825. This was pretty important when it came to commerce in the upper Great Lakes. The Erie Canal opened. It was America's first man-made waterway linking the Great Lakes and the Atlantic Ocean. Because you had the St. Lawrence Seaway right there.
Yep.
St. Lawrence Seaway, everything you get to the Atlantic. That made Duluth. That was huge for Duluth at that point, becoming the harbor, Duluth Superior, and the way to get, of course, once they started milling the iron ore up on the Iron Range,
right?
You get that iron ore all the way to the East Coast. I mean, that
huge.
It was a big deal. So big day, Erie Canal, 1825, 1881. I know you are a fan of the Old West.
You know it.
Sheriff Wyatt Earp and his group of lawmen defeated the Clanton gang. It was the shootout of the OK Corral on this date, 1881.
Yeah, Wyatt, his brothers, Morgan and Virgil, and Doc Holliday against Ike Clanton and his gang. It didn't last long. You know, they made a lot of movies about it and stuff. It lasted about 30, 40 seconds.
Boy, that corral was only okay. It wasn't the shootout at the excellent corral. It was the so-so corral. Mm-hmm. 1881. 1939, nylon stockings went on sale in the U.S. for the first time. Our friends at DuPont came up with this new substance called nylon. So that was an historic date, nylon stockings.
Yeah, great day for bank robbers.
1939, of course, later followed by the groundbreaking introduction of underalls in 1976 and slenderalls in 1980. Do you remember the commercials for underalls where the package looked like a lady's behind and then it would go boop, boop, it would go back and forth?
Yeah.
And that was risque for the 70s.
Very.
That was in 39. 64.
So here's the first appearance of the Rolling Stones.
There's some screaming going on.
See the joint boys rocking.
I'm sure Sullivan had earplugs in.
He should have.
Wasn't even one of their big hits. A song called Around and Around. Very rockabilly-like.
Yes.
From Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones on this date, 1964. Of course, they made headlines on the Ed Sullivan Show when they changed their lyrics. They let's spend the night together.
Yeah.
Ed told him he had to say, let's spend some time together. Let's just say Mick wasn't all too fond of having to do that. That was like in 67 or 68. Yeah, they did, but they kind of mumbled, and then he rolled his eyes, and I just watched that video the other day. It sounded like sometimes he said night, other times he said time, and he was rolling his eyes. Definitely in defiance of one Ed Sullivan. That was in 64-71.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julie Andrews, and I'm here at the opening of the Walt Disney World in Florida. Just a few miles away from Cape Kennedy, where men point their space vehicles toward the stars, Walt Disney decided to launch his final dream.
1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. Never been there. Have you been there?
Yes.
Is it all that they say it is?
I don't know. It's pretty fun. It really is. It was a blast. We went in the 70s about five, six years after it opened.
So there was no Epcot. It was much smaller than it is now. Because they have expanded big time.
Our buddy Shane Martin just had his whole family there, and we were talking about it Sunday. They absolutely had a blast.
Way to go, Shane. How about 78?
Halloween night. A small American town. 15 years ago.
1978, the horror film. It was a slasher. It was Michael Myers. Halloween premiered in New York, Chicago, and L.A. on this date. That movie, they're making another sequel to it. No. I believe Jamie Lee Curtis is going to be in it. I saw a little publicity photo.
She 2018, was in 20.
Next year, yeah. She was in the H2O, yeah, as they called it. And then she's going to be in this next one, which would be H3O, because it'd be 30 years. It'd be 40 years in 2018.
Yeah.
So
we need another one.
We do. I just never know.
I wonder what's going to happen. Yeah.
Somebody's going to get slashed. Somebody will be in a mask. That's a guarantee. Is that really hard to write those?
I don't think
it is. But in order to get them right, in order for them to get them good, maybe it's more of a challenge than you think. That 1983 in the news.
And here is the latest situation as we now know it on the island of Grenada, which is a tiny island, as you know, in the southern Caribbean. It has been invaded by a multinational force, as it's being described. The bulk of that force, about 1,800 American troops. That includes Marines and apparently airborne troops as well.
Ronald Reagan sent in the troops, the assault on the island of Grenada, the Grenadan assault. The big day today in Grenada. You remember it, Neil?
Oh, yes, I do. Very much so.
They were on the island. It was a coup by Grenada's communist government and the invasion ordered to protect U.S. citizens and interests.
Yep.
On Grenada back in 83. This is a bad day for plane crashes. 1991, rock music promoter Bill Graham died in a plane crash following a concert in California. He's a guy who gave us a Live Aid and the U.S. festival. Also in 1999, but before we do that, I need to talk about 1987.
Oh.
To Gaetti, for the first time ever, the Minnesota Twins are the world champions.
All those Super Bowl losses somewhat behind us.
That helped.
Not completely. Hadn't won a title since the Lakers in the 50s. Minnesota Twins, 1987 World Series champs. Talked about the airplane issues here on this date. Here's another one.
The golf world is mourning the death of U.S. Open champion Payne Stewart and five others. Now comes the investigation into one of the most unusual incidents in U.S. aviation history today, Tuesday.
Stewart was 42. Payne Stewart, two-time U.S. Open champ, five others killed. Their plane, they had lost compression. It decompressed because a fighter jet tried to intercept it and flew up next to it, and all the windows were frosted over. The cockpit windows were frosted over, indicating that they had some depressurizing that took place.
That was a shame.
And they probably, because of the cold and the lack of oxygen, they all died. They were dead well before the plane crashed.
Yeah.
It was on autopilot and eventually crashed in South Dakota in a desolate area.
Yeah.
That was in 1999. Payne Stewart, again, was only 42. And, of course, he's connected to Minnesota, having won the U.S. Open here at Hazeltine in whatever it was 91, 92, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And then in 2002.
Where we have just had confirmed a short while ago, eight people were killed on a small beach aircraft that was on its way to Eveleth, Minnesota, including Senator Paul Wellstone of Minnesota. And according to the senior staff in the senator's office, not only the senator, but his wife Sheila, his daughter, three members of his staff, and the two pilots.
That was 15 years ago. Tragic, no matter what you thought of Paul Wellstone's politics. He had to appreciate his vigor and his enthusiasm. There's no doubt about that. So he died on this state plane crash, northern Minnesota. You remember the uncomfortably politically charged memorial at Williams Arena?
Yes.
That was strange. The memorial was strange. I wished it wouldn't have gone that way.
No.
When you're trying to remember somebody, you're trying to bring people from both sides of the aisle together to remember the senator, and they politicized it way too much. That was 2002. And then 2 years ago, more bad news.
Saunders, the Timberwolves coach, team president, and part owner, died today after fighting cancer for the past several months. He was 60 years old.
Sad day for the Timberwolves and sports fans. Flip Saunders. We had thought that he was, you know, he had been diagnosed with cancer and then he was making his way back, but the family, apparently his health had gone south again. And yep. The family didn't really release it, so nobody really knew other than the people in his real close inner circle.
Yeah, they so kept it very quiet.
It was quite stunning when he died on this date, 2015. Flip Saunders, dead at the age of 60, 2 years ago. Let's move on to birthdays now. She was Mrs. C.
Oh, I can't wait for Tuesday when you do those papa wheelies.
Marion, you've got to stop hanging around Fonzie.
Mrs. C, Marion Cunningham. She's talking to Pinky Tuscadero there, by the way. There's another name out of the past. Marion Ross, the great Marion Cunningham, 89 today.
Very good.
Bobby Knight.
Steve Reed, an excellent free throw shooter, will have the honor of shooting the technicals.
Looky here, looky here.
Uh-oh.
Bobby Knight just threw his chair.
Furniture's flying.
The free throw lane.
Assembly hall. Look out, Uwe Blob.
Unbelievable. He picked up another tee.
Steve Alford was on that team as well. I remember they were playing Purdue
Uwe
at
Blob,
Assembly.
I love it.
Playing them at Assembly Hall. Bobby Knight, somewhat outspoken. He has some outstanding outtakes, if you will, with the media. The game face one, the one where somebody from Indiana tell you I'm not going to be here. No, it wasn't from me. He would go off, would he not?
Yeah. Like nobody else, almost.
He has more than 800 wins, and Bob Knight is 77.
Probably 800 technicals.
Sure. And you, baby, you're special lady, living in a world of... Helen Reddy, 76 today. She is woman, and please hear her roar. The progressive rock band Yes has a lead singer by the name of John Anderson.
Different than the John Anderson of country.
Or the John Anderson that was the independent candidate in the 1980 presidential election.
Yes.
Remember him?
Yes.
This is John Anderson from Yes. He is 73 today. One of the ladies of the Starland vocal band, Taffy Danoff.
Nice.
She co-wrote the John Denver song, Take Me Home Country Roads.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Her and Bill and John Denver then finished it off. Taffy Danoff, 73. You know, $20 anybody who names their new daughter or son Taffy.
Yeah.
Anybody name them Taffy. She is 73 today.
U.S. team is depending a little bit too much now on Jim Craig. He's making too many good saves.
Arruzione! Mike Arruzione!
A little bit of a hockey hero. Didn't do really much, a whole lot in the NHL.
Very little.
But was a New England hockey star in college. And then, of course, there's the game winner in the Miracle on Ice, Mike Arruzione. Is 63. I think you know this voice.
Hello, is Al there?
Al?
Yeah, Al. Last name, Caholic?
Let me check. Phone call for Al. Alcoholic.
Poor Mo.
Is there an alcoholic here?
Poor Mo.
Mo.
Nancy Cartwright, the one who gives us the voice of Bart Simpson on The Simpsons. She is 60 today. Happy birthday. Mark Miller, the lead singer of Sawyer Brown, will play a full Sawyer Brown song in its entirety coming up following the Almanac in honor of Mark Miller.
I like it.
Was just in here at Rogers, Rockin' Rogers Days, not too long ago on a crisp, cool evening. Mark Miller is 59 today. Tracy Nelson.
Janet doesn't look anything like Jerry.
Well, maybe we do look a little like each other.
No, what do you know about what you look like?
Come on, George, relax. Just because they look alike, that doesn't mean you're secretly in love with Jerry.
Oh, it's another Seinfeld drop for you, Tracy Nelson. She's the daughter of Ricky Nelson. Speaking of plane crashes, he also died in a plane crash,
yes.
As you know. They were doing something that they shouldn't have been doing. But she was on Father Dowling Mysteries as well. And she looks surprisingly a lot like Jerry Seinfeld.
And it was her Uncle Dave's birthday yesterday.
You're right. That's Tracy right. Nelson is 54.
Shut up and drive.
Shelley Wright, pretty direct. Just drive, would you? Don't talk
He's
to me. Shelley Wright is 47 today. Adam Goldberg, also 47, born this date, 1970. He played Chandler's roommate, Eddie, the whacked out roommate on Friends.
Yes.
Hey, Eddie. Ah! What are you doing here?
Nothing, roomie, just watching you sleep.
Why?
Makes me feel, peaceful. Please.
He was also in Saving Private Ryan, one of the group that was going out looking for Private Ryan. Adam Goldberg, 47 today. Craig Robinson, 46. He was the guy that worked back in the warehouse, in the office.
Well, see, in the gang world, we use something called fluffy fingers.
What is that?
That's where somebody really gets in your face. You know, you just start tickling them.
Greg Robinson, 46. You remember him also from Hot Tub Time Machine? Do you remember
that? Hot Tub Time Machine.
And Hot Tub Time Machine 2, the time-traveling hot tub. He's in a new show called Ghosted. That's on Fox. And pop star Katy Perry. She's had some success with some pretty well-known tunes. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
California Girls. Melt Your Popsicle. Some other, you know. Yeah. Bikini Top, Daisy Dukes on Bottoms. Pretty good stuff.
Wow.
Katy Perry is 33.
All right, gone but not forgotten today. One of our favorite composers, Johann Strauss Jr. He was like the king of the waltzes. Did lots and lots of those. 1825. Pablo Picasso, if we had a little more time, I'd run down all 12 of his middle names.
Yeah, it would take him 2 days to sign a check.
Yeah, it's just very strange. You read what he was born.
Just think about closing on his house, how long that would have taken.
Oh, my God. The list goes on. Literally, it's Pablo and then Picasso, but in between there's 12 more names, and I'm not making that up. It's very strange. Look it up. That is, he was born on this day, 1881, but tremendously talented as a painter and sculptor. She had a signature saying, I would tell you.
Howdy! 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 Howdy!
Oh, cracked a little bit there.
And she wasn't afraid to leave the tag on her hat.
Yeah, it was always great getting a Christmas gift from Minnie Pearl because you always knew how much she spent.
Correct. Minnie Pearl. Born on this day in 1912, the grand old Opry legend. Noted sports executive Jack Kent Cook. He was owner of the Washington Redskins for a while. Also on the Lakers basketball team and the LA Kings.
Is he the one who moved the Lakers? Did he buy the Lakers and move them to Minneapolis? When did he buy the
I don't know for sure.
I didn't purchase it till I just looked it up. Bob Short was the guy who owned it. When they moved from Minneapolis to Los Angeles. Okay. He then bought it like in the mid-60s.
Jack Kent Cook, born on this day, 1912. His son would be a part of the Minnesota Twins resurgence. I think it was his son, wasn't it? Or was that his uncle?
Andy McPhail.
Andy McPhail, yeah. Lee McPhail was a Baseball Hall of Famer, executive of the New York Yankees for 45 years.
He was like American League president.
And American League president. The Jim Rice foul ball that I had had his signature on it as American League president. He was born on this day in 1917. 1924, he was short.
He was a little man.
Billy Barty.
One of the little people.
Yeah.
From Mickey Rooney to Jim Arness, you've got to think big. If you want to be big, to be on top, you've got to follow through.
All 3 foot nine of them.
Big. Oh, really think big. As things will start, look it up.
He was talented, though. That's Billy Barty, 1924. He founded the Little People of America Incorporated, as a matter of fact. He was he shopped in the hefty section. Porky from the Little Rascals.
That little fat, you always said, don't you, Pop? Back then, yes, didn't you, Porky? Yeah.
That's him talking with Buckwheat. I have no clue what they said.
In fact, they don't even know what they said. No. That was Eugene Lee.
They're talking in some kind of code.
Right. They were together there in the Little Rascals in the late 30s. He was born on this day, 1933. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
And it's been brought to you by...
Today, it's our friend Kurt Weers, and every day, proud to bring us the Bob Almanac. from United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Nobody knows a country like Kurt Weers. For contact information and all about what he does, go online, WeSellFarmsMN.com.